the book of Colossians. Actually, we're going to finish it with a session of chapter 4 from verse 7 through the end. This one is entitled, Remember My Chains. Remember My Chains. So let's look at the passage in Colossians 4, starting with verse 7. If you're following along, there are a number of names here which are not key to what we're talking about necessarily this morning. So if I skip, it's intentional. So here we go. Verse 7. Gentleman's name is Tychicus. Tychicus will tell you all about my activities. He's a beloved brother and faithful ministry and fellow servant in the Lord. I have sent him to you for the very purpose that you may know how we are and that he may encourage your hearts. And with him, Onesimus, our faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you. He was from Colossae. They will tell you of everything that has taken place here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, and Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, concerning whom you have received instruction. If he comes to you, welcome him. Remember, Mark was out of favor for a while, and in this passage, Paul says, be sure to welcome him. And then skip down to 12. Epaphras, who was probably the pastor of the church at Colossae, who is one of you, a servant of Jesus Christ, greets you, always struggling on your behalf in his prayers, that you may stand mature and fully assured in all the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has worked hard for you and for those in Laodicea and Hierapolis. He may have been pastor of all three of those places. And verse 14, Luke, the beloved physician, greets you, as does Demas. Give my greetings to the brothers at Laodicea and to Nympha, the church in her house. And then he closes in verse 18, I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. Let's close out Colossians as Paul does with a list of individuals who have been of significant help to him. Some are Gentiles and some are Jewish, but all are believers who are dedicated to Christ, the young church, and of course, Paul. Some of them are well known in church history and some less well known. Initially, we see Tychicus mentioned. He is known elsewhere in Scripture as a companion of Paul in many of his missionary endeavors. Of note, this dedicated brother serves Paul and the early church to great risk to himself. Here we see him actually often entering the Roman prison where Paul is chained. He has also accompanied Paul earlier in a trip to Jerusalem, putting himself at risk in a hostile environment. To be a frequent visitor to Paul, an accused criminal, would have been identified as a real problem for him. He would have been identified as a member of this Christian movement, which in Rome's view was a threat to the emperor. He puts himself at risk, open to criticism, and becomes an example to us of our need to obey, stand up for truth, and expect criticism in a culture which opposes Christian values. Such men and women are chosen for the significant tasks that they are given. In this case, Tychicus is trusted to carry this letter and others to Colossae and Ephesus. In so doing, he takes responsibility to take the first step in delivering the truth of these letters to you. In verse 9, Onesimus is mentioned. He travels with the group to deliver a letter from Paul to Onesimus's master. You see, Onesimus was a slave who fled his master, Philemon. We will devote an entire section following this one next week to his story, which you find in the book of Philemon. Other individuals are mentioned in verses 10 and 11, but let's consider Mark. In places, he is called John Mark, but this identifies him and is confirmed as to who he is listed as a cousin of Barnabas, a prominent missionary well known to Paul. As many of you know, Mark had significant history with Paul. As a young believer, he traveled with Paul on missionary endeavors and likely came under criticism and persecution, as did Paul. This eventually led to Mark leaving the mission group and returning to the comfort and safety of home. How understandable this is for us. Mark is presented as a real person, subject to discouragement, fear, and disillusionment, as we can be also. He abandons Paul and returns home. Later, he is mentored and encouraged by Barnabas. He repents, he turns back to faith, and although rejected by Paul initially, is accepted by Barnabas and again becomes a productive member of the missionary team. Here we see him again accepted by Paul as an important participant in service to Paul during his imprisonment. Mark's relationship to Paul is restored. As he grows in faith and service, Mark spends significant time serving Peter later on, who led the early church in Jerusalem. Mark follows Peter, learns from him, and eventually writes the Gospel of Mark, which closely presents Peter's understanding and practice of scriptural truth. Have you ever wondered why there is no Gospel of Peter? Well, there is. We know it as the Gospel of Mark. From conflict, fear, and rejection, Mark returns to service, writes a gospel, and eventually becomes the bishop of the church in Alexandria. Another prominent believer who serves Paul and stayed with him to the end is Luke. He was a Gentile and a physician whose commitment to Jesus Christ motivated him to travel with Paul and serve him during the persecution and imprisonment. Luke was an eyewitness to all that happened to Christ and the early church. He likely personally interviewed Mary, Jesus' mother, and thus we have all the beautiful details of the birth and early years of Jesus. He walked on the Emmaus Road following the resurrection and heard from Christ himself all the Old Testament passages which were fulfilled in Christ during Luke's lifetime. He wrote the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts, so you can understand Christ as fulfillment of all the Old Testament prophecy. All these men were there to serve Paul and provide all you need to know to serve Christ and have life in his name. So, Father, these examples of obscure names that have great meaning as they serve you, these examples of better-known names like Mark, who fell away and ran and then repented, turned, came back, and was blessed and again restored to fellowship with Paul. These are examples of real people that teach real lessons that apply to us in our day. Because we get discouraged, we get disillusioned, we step away from what we should be doing, and then we come back. And we pray that when that happens, you would empower us to serve you in a special way, in a way that helps everyone around us know that we love you with an intensity only you can give. What a blessing that would be. I ask it in Jesus' name.